back at it in the phones on a free-for-all Friday. Good to have you here. Live streaming on Rumble right now, watching the comments there. We're going to keep an eye on my Rumble friends today, just so you... There are different places you can follow this program live every day. On Twitter, X if you prefer, on Rumble, usually on Getter. They seem to be having an issue today, but that's okay. We're live to the universe. You never have to miss a moment. Lots of options for you. Let's go to Rory in Texas. Rory, you start this segment of the program. How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm doing fine, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing great. What's up?
Okay. My question, I sent you a couple of emails requesting that you try to obtain the compilation of the IDF that they put together of the Hamas atrocities, the 47 minutes video that they show to various news organizations. And would you be willing to air that if you were able to get it?
Well, you know, I would air parts of it. I've been told, even by the America's Voice Network, I have to be careful with that. I don't agree with that policy, by the way. I don't. I think in order to understand the atrocities, you have to show people the atrocities. They didn't sanitize it in World War II. They didn't sanitize it much in Vietnam. The reason they sanitize it now, I don't know. But I think that people would have a different opinion of what's happening in Israel and Gaza if they were shown the truth. I've seen parts of the video myself. I see big parts of the video myself, and I think that, Rory, it would be instructive for people to see it for themselves so they would understand the depth of the depravity of the terrorists. So there's my answer. Yeah, really appreciate it.
And I think that it would quell a lot of the anti-Israeli propaganda.
That's my point, yeah. If people knew the truth, Rory, thank you for pointing that out. Patricia is in the Peach State of Georgia today. Patricia, how are you?
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? You know, all this going on in our country, around the world, is Trump is the biggest movement where people are following and joining, whether they agree or disagree with his policies and how what comes out of his mouth. You know, we all have our good, bad, and ugly, but I've never seen nothing but truth come out of Trump. Real America's Voice has also opened people's eyes to what is really going on.
Well, we talk about things other
people
don't. I've
been watching you, Real America's Voice, for years.
Well, I appreciate that.
Trump is a good person. And
he is a good person. I got to leave it right there, Patricia. He is a good person. Thank you. I've met him in person myself a couple of different times, spent time in the Oval Office with him. And Ivy, my wife, who's on here from time to time, she's out of town today and she won't be joining us, sadly. But she said the one thing that she really likes about him is the fact that he is real, that he is real. And that's what she said, like, you're the only person in the whole room when he's talking to you. And that's quite a compliment to the former president. From my wife, because she gets it. She reads people probably better than I do many days. Ron is in California. Ron, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Steve. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's on your mind?
Okay, it's kind of important, and I'll make it quick. Okay, all these protesters at these colleges, we see all the same tents and banners. There's a bunch of money behind it. During the Summer of Love with BLM and Antifa, there was a bunch of money behind it. Kamala was going to bail out people that got in trouble.
She did.
And me and you both know, we both know that after Trump gets elected and he's declared the president, we're going to have some trouble in the streets.
Well, I've said, Ron, I have said the most dangerous period on our horizon is simply this. It's the day after the election, or whatever day they realize that Donald Trump has won the election, until he is inaugurated. And it's not going to get much better after that, because all of these radicals, all these people we've seen on college campuses, the people we've seen protesting elsewhere, the people that have come through the southern border that have ill intent, and there are many of those, sadly, they're going to go wild for a period of time between November the 6th and January the 20th. I fully believe that, Ron. I think you're right on it.
I got to say, we need ID these people with facial recognition now. We need to start a list now of all these people.
Well, we've got facial recognition. The point is they don't want to stop it. I'm going to leave it there and get some other folks in. But you're right on it. Ron, you're right on. All right, let's jump down to Florida. Carlos is in Florida. How are you, sir?
Hey, thank you, Steve. All right, so I sat down and I started analyzing. The most dangerous man in America, the man that everybody says is Soros, the man behind everything is Chuck Schumer. And I'm explaining to you why.
All right, go ahead, make it quick.
He went on the show and he said that he's going to go after Trump every Sunday, and they went after Trump. He went to Fox and he said, get rid of Tucker Carlson, and they got rid of Tucker Carlson. I got many, many more to say about Chuck Schumer, but those are like the top things right there. Chuck Schumer should be investigated. He is the most dangerous man in America. Thank you,
and for that reason, he never will be. And he's the guy that said the intelligence community can take care of Trump six ways to Sunday, or however he said it, right, Carlos? That's what he said. That's what the man said. All right, let's go to...
There's so many more, but I don't have time.
You're exactly right. Chuck Schumer is a dangerous... He's not looking out for you and me. He doesn't care about you and I. Not now, not ever. All right, Paul in Michigan, somewhere in my backyard here. Paul, how are you?
Good. See you here. Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I'm calling about the presidential debate.
Yep.
And they're going to have Jay Tapper as the moderator.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to elect Steve Gruber as another moderator. This should be a person on each side.
I agree with you on that.
What's
but Trump, not what was offered. He took what was offered, and I applaud him for doing it. Fearless. He's fearless in going after Joe Biden, and he's fighting for you and I because, as he points out, they're not after Donald Trump. They're after you and me. Paul, thank you for calling in. Greatly appreciate it. The hotline, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. It's free-for-all Friday. You can also email me. If you're not somebody who's big on being on the radio and putting your voice out there, okay, I understand that. SteveGruber.com is the place for you then. Make sure you go there. Follow me there. Follow me on X, Truth Social, Getter, Rumble. I'm live on Rumble right now with the folks, although my screen keeps freezing up on Rumble. I don't know why. Seems odd, but I'm having some difficulty. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.